This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers say they will take on predatory towing companies with legislation this year. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
At some apartments and mobile home parks, it's not unusual to wake up and find your car has been towed over a minor infraction and you could owe hundreds to get it back. Representative Edie Hooten.
Because they didn't park squarely on their driveway, their vehicle is towed and they can't afford to release it, and their kids' car seats are in it, and they don't know what lot it's in.
Hooten wants to pass a vehicle owner's bill of rights that would put more teeth into towing regulations, forcing owners or managers of residential properties to write up contracts that govern towing company operations and to share those documents with residents. Hooten plans to introduce the measure in the upcoming legislative session with Representative Nikita Ricks. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Household water supplies in Superior and Louisville could be unsafe to use after the fires that swept through Boulder County last week. Officials in those communities are instructing residents to boil tap water before using it. Alex Arenello is the director of Public Works and Utilities for Superior. He says some homes are still without heater power, and the town has shut off water to some houses completely.
We had near zero temperatures over the weekend. So for those areas that don't have gas and don't have heat, we've offered that we would shut off service so they don't have their pipes burst.
Contaminants could be entering through leaky pipes damaged by the fire or water lines that lost pressure. And for those who are still without gas in their home due to the fire, Xcel Energy is giving out portable heaters. Xcel says it has given out 20,000 portable heaters to people without power in the affected areas. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this morning. This hour, we're listening to 1A.